This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations remain high in Colorado, but are below the peak of this fall's surge. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado recorded 1,379 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases Monday. That's down about 200 from a peak 2 weeks ago. It's five times more than in midsummer. Dr. Abby Laura is a pulmonary critical care physician at UC Health. She says it has two surge teams dealing with COVID-19 patients.
We're still seeing every day a significant number of admissions.
One key metric of transmission seems to be improving. The weekly positivity rate is now 8.6% after being above 9% for a month. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The mountains got some snow overnight, and a stronger storm is set to hit the high country tomorrow evening. Meteorologist Joel Gratz with the website Open Snow says 10 to 20 inches could fall over a couple of days in parts of southwest Colorado, like Telluride.
We really need about double that to get a lot more skiable and rideable terrain open. So I'm not sure if this is going to be the storm that we absolutely need, but hey, if it gives us a foot of snow or more, we'll definitely take it.
So far, the state has only about half the mountain snow accumulation it normally would in a typical year. Much of the Front Range, including Metro Denver, can expect some snow late Thursday. Denver's Rhino neighborhood will gain more affordable housing for young people. 56 units will provide homes to people 18 to 24 years old. Residents will have access to things like mental health resources, education, and financial literacy training. Residents will be chosen based on how vulnerable they are and whether they've aged out of the foster care system. Construction begins next fall and is set to finish in 2024. Voters in the town of Wellington near Fort Collins have approved retail and medical marijuana. A marijuana ban was struck down in last month's election, and a recount confirmed the result. Wellington's marijuana ban will end in February. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.